Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Well, Allah the Almighty has given man intellect and made him a creature who thinks and differentiates between good and evil. He shows him what is the best thing and what is the worst thing and what is the most desirable thing and what is the most abominable, you know, reprehensible deeds. Man actually is cognizant of the fact that injustice, lying, and tormenting others are hateful, while justice, truthfulness, and being benevolent are good. Because man has been given the power, the faculty of intellect, to distinguish between good and bad. So his ability to think makes him distinct from animals, to love good, praiseworthy, and moral behavior, and to dislike bad and immoral conduct. And this is in his nature, this is in his fitrah. And we understand that God has given man the capacity to differentiate between what is good and what is bad, what is decent and what is indecent. It is man's sense of morals that is among the essential characteristics which distinguish him from other creatures. Animals neither know morals or principles nor are responsible in any way as human beings actually are. Human beings are totally different from other creatures. Human beings are able to differentiate between what is good and what is righteous and what is bad and evil. Brothers and sisters, a man who is characterized by bad morals like lying, cheating, being unjust, deceitful, and hypocritical is worse than, you know, than an animal, and his existence in human society is danger to all people. So Islam teaches us, the Holy Prophet of Islam teaches us as human beings to follow a life of principles characterized by the best moral virtues and to avoid wrongful behavior.
My heart is so full of longing, I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
The Holy Prophet of Islam explains through his saying, when he said, إِنَّمَا بَعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I was sent to complete the best of morals, that among the fundamental aims of Islam is to educate man with the most virtuous principles and to steer him clear from vices, from immoral conduct, from indecency, from corruption, from mischief, and from whatever is considered to be evil. And a man, obviously, with a bad character causes harm not only to society but also to himself. He who tells lies, does unjust deeds, backbites, hates, deceives, and betrays others surely loses the trust and respect of others, because we have said time and again in our previous episodes that, of course, man is a creature, a social creature that needs to interact with other people. When he backbites, when he hates, when he deceives others, and when he betrays others, he himself who loses the trust, who loses the respect of others, others will not trust him, others will not interact with him. And of course, we learn from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who is a role model for all humanity and for Muslims, that we need to be truthful, we need to be honest. The Prophet of Islam was the most honest person in Arabia. No one was more honest than he was. Now, let us further discuss it, because we discuss akhlaq from the viewpoint of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and based on his teachings and his conduct and his tradition. When we talk about man, an ill-tempered man, he exposes himself to Allah's anger as well as to people's aversion, to people's hatred. He causes the spread of corruption in social life, and he becomes a decaying influence. He becomes a destroyer, actually, among the people. That's why the Holy Prophet of Islam warns us against such ill-natured and against such ill-tempered men through his sermon. He says, whoever is ill-tempered causes harm to himself. And in this saying, he instructs Muslims to be good-mannered and to be virtuous as the path towards man's perfection. You know, virtuousness and good manner are means through which man achieves perfection, and perfection is indeed the goal of man's life.
بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي السلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات.
Dear brothers and sisters, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam narrates from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, that he said, indeed the most perfect among the believers is of the best of morals. Now, the Holy Prophet of Islam told us also that among the best deeds on the day of resurrection are good manners. He said, nothing will be put on man's scale on resurrection day better than good manners. Of course, we have discussed this episode time and again, and this hadith of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, suggests how important, how significant good-temperedness and good behavior, good manners are. It is obligatory for Muslims to improve their manners and to treat people gently and to avoid those who are characterized by ill behavior. The Holy Prophet of Islam himself, due to his truthfulness, honesty, and his fair dealing with people, forgiving evildoers and being generous, courageous, just, and doer of good for all, is exemplary and the prime model of conduct for all Muslims to follow. You know, the Holy Quran precisely describes and praises such people by saying, and most surely you conform yourself to sublime morality. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلِقٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is Quranic verse 4 of chapter 68, which is addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, principally and basically. But it has a lot to tell us that we also, as the followers of the Holy Prophet, we need to improve our morals, we need to work to achieve that goal and to be as close to the Prophet in every sense of the word as possible. We need to assimilate the Prophet because he's the role model and he is the most important role model for humanity. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habib.